KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A 30-year-old Alakanuk woman has died in a crash on a four-wheeler. Alaska State Troopers say Lois Chigiguk was driving the ATV at a high speed Tuesday in the southwest Alaska community, and she lost control. The ATV rolled on her, and troopers say she suffered severe injuries. Troopers took a call on the incident at 1:43 in the morning Tuesday. Medical authorities at the Alakanuk Health Clinic pronounced Chigiguk dead. An autopsy has been ordered. Alakanuk is a community of about 700, 15 miles from the Bering Sea on a major channel of the Yukon River. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says a proposal to have the state help pay for cleanup of abandoned federal well sites in Alaska's Arctic is dead on arrival. During a subcommittee hearing in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Murkowski said the responsibility falls to the federal government. President Barack Obama has proposed temporarily halting revenue sharing payments to Alaska from oil and gas development in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, and diverting it to a new fund. The fund would supplement U.S. Bureau of Land Management spending on things like cleaning up the well sites and completing land conveyances. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says she shares concerns about the well sites, but says Alaska's revenue share seems to be a reasonable source to help address the issue in a tight budget environment. And U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is lining up visits by administration officials to a remote Alaska community where residents are seeking a road through a national wildlife refuge. King Cove residents want better access to an all-weather airport and emergency medical care. Murkowski is backing their request for a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge to Cold Bay, which is one of the longest runways in Alaska. The Alaska Republican says the health and safety of the community members should take precedence over refuge wildlife. Murkowski spokesman Robert Dillon says by email that Interior Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs Kevin Washburn is expected in King Cove the last week of May. Murkowski hopes to escort new Interior Secretary Sally Jewell there in August. Environmental groups strongly oppose the proposed road. Nome Public Schools presented their fiscal year 2014 budget to the Nome Common Council last night. The district is asking for nearly $1.9 million in assistance for FY14 expenses, totaling more than $13 million. New Superintendent Steve Gast says a big portion of the funds asked for covers bandwidth upgrades, Promethean boards, and other technology equipment. Gast emphasized that the technology funding the city provided last year has helped students utilize computer programs like Achieve 3000, which self-adjusts assignments to the reading level of each student, gradually progressing to reading at grade level. The City Council has until May 31st to decide how much money they will give to the Nome Public Schools. And the Warriors will gain two Nanooks. No, not the Bethel Warriors, but Walla Walla Community College Warriors. Dylan and Devin Johnson, seniors and sisters, just yesterday signed letters of intent to play basketball at Walla Walla Community College for the next 2 years. Don Stiles has been their coach for the past 3 years, but has worked with them since they were in seventh grade and spoke at the signing ceremony yesterday at Nome Belts High School.
Two players who have dedicated themselves to Nome girls basketball, now dedicate themselves to Walla Walla Community College basketball. I'm real proud of their accomplishments and their achievements over the years, and only wish them all the best.
Both Devin and Dylan Johnson say they're excited to continue playing basketball after their high school careers. Dylan talks about continuing playing on the same team as her sister.
I mean, I can't imagine not being on a basketball team, and I think it's going to be nice having someone that I'm familiar playing with.
They're not the only ones happy they're going to the same college and playing basketball together. Devin and Dylan's mother, Robin Johnson, is also happy. Robin has seen their dedication in years leading up to yesterday's signing.
They've been up at 4:45 or 5 o'clock in the morning, almost every morning of their high school sports careers, doing morning practices. Lots of travel, lots of late night homework. and lots of dedication in the gym. So they also seem to have a good grip on helping other people out too and giving back, and I'm very proud of that.
Coach Stiles says Walla Walla will gain not just two great ball players, but a powerful duo.
It's really unique, and it is a powerful thing. I mean, just knowing what the other player is going to do, and they both have different skill sets. So I think that in itself lends itself to success. One is a post player, one's a point guard, and they know what the other one is going to do.
Dylan plays point guard and Devin plays the post position. The sisters visited Walla Walla Community College early last month. Dylan was able to scrimmage with the team. However, Devin earlier this year broke her hand and is still healing from that injury. She looks to be ready to play in the fall. Dylan and Devin Johnson will graduate from Nome Belts High School on May 22nd. A look at the price of gold today, up $15.60 an ounce to $1,469.20. An ounce of silver down 10 cents to $23.96. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 8:56 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:42. It's unofficially 28 degrees at the KNOM studios, snow falling 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.